Tonight's reading will be taken from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against one another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the read.
Good evening. It's good to be with you guys tonight. Despite the look of terror on my face you probably saw if you looked at me prior to me coming up here, it is good to be with you tonight. I'm excited. So I hope you all had a good afternoon. First, I want to thank the elders for the opportunity to speak to you tonight. It is an honor. It is something that is daunting, and I take seriously, but it is an honor, and it's a privilege. So I'm glad to be up here with you tonight. And I also want to say thank you to our visitors who are here. I know this might be a new experience for you. It might be something that is unfamiliar. And so we're glad you're here, and we hope that you'll come back and see us again. I hope I can say something tonight that'll be beneficial to you and to those that are here as members. And ask us if you have questions. We're here. We care about each other. We care about you, and we just want to help. So we're glad you're here. So who's in your tribe? I work at One America downtown, and a friend of mine at work recently started something up called the Tribe Vibe. And so this is a group that gathers about one time a month, and it's really just a group of people coming together that are motivated and drawn to a common goal. And the goal of that group is to challenge, inspire, connect, and grow. And so as a part of this once-a-month session called Tribe Vibe, we get together, and there's always something at the end of it that is a challenge to us. There's always something that we should do or that we all agree to do before the next time we come back together. And it could be simple. It could be complex. It's usually something related to work or relationships or something like that. And that action is key. The fact that we get together and agree to do something and come back and hold each other accountable to do that is key, because otherwise we're just a group of people getting together, doing something that really doesn't mean much and there isn't much behind. And so one of those challenges is what inspired me for this topic tonight. And the challenge that we had this from this Tribe Vibe session was to identify and evaluate who is in your tribe. Is it who you need it to be? And so tonight, I want to add on to that challenge and say, is it who God needs it to be? And so you're saying, Kyle, what's a tribe? I don't know if I know who it needs to be, if I don't know what it is. And so when I was thinking about it, to me, it's really just, it's a relatively small group of people. It's not everyone in your life who you consider to be your real and faithful friends, the people that know you the best, the people that you can go to and talk to, the people that you trust and confide in and look up to potentially. And so in the context of this lesson, more importantly, the people in your tribe challenge and inspire you to grow in your relationship with God and ultimately help you get to heaven. So that's what a tribe is, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So let's stop and think about who is in our tribe today, because whether you know it or not, you have one, and you just might not know who's in it. So it might be someone that you go to for advice. It might be someone who has influence over you. It might be someone who impacts your habits. It's probably someone that you seek life advice or career advice from. It's probably someone who you go to when you have an ethical dilemma. It could be someone that you go to with spiritual decisions or issues, someone that you choose to spend time with, obviously, someone who you can have real and honest conversation with. Most importantly, it's someone who will be willing to speak to you in love and redirect you towards God when you've lost your focus. And it's someone who cares enough to ask you, how's your spiritual life? So who comes to mind when I say these things? I'll give you a second to think about it. I'll leave the awkward silence. And keep in mind, the amount of time you spend with people that might be coming to your mind isn't relevant as far as whether they're in your tribe or not. You don't necessarily have to see them all the time. It's really about some of these things that I put up here and other things. But who's in your tribe? Who is closest to you? And so some people that are coming to mind are probably people from school or work, hopefully this building, hopefully your family, potentially, your spouse maybe. So there's a lot of people that could be part of your tribe. It doesn't have to be just one group of people. But keep those people in mind as we talk tonight. Because I'd like for us to consider two things tonight. The first one is, are our tribes made up of the people that they need to be? And who people that are going to help us get to heaven? And the second thing I hope for us to get tonight is, are we striving to be the type of person that other people want in their tribe who's going to help them to get to heaven? So if we have a tribe now, but we have some people in it that are good and some people in it that may not belong in it, we probably need to hire some people into it. So who do we need to hire into our tribe? Who do we need to add to it to help us with something we might be lacking in, to keep us accountable for something, anything along those lines? And because we're around people a lot, it's really easy to hire people into our tribe. It's easy to mistakenly think that people that we come into contact with regularly are in our tribe, like the people we spend 8, 10, 12 hours a day with at work. Those people might mistakenly be in your tribe, or you might think they are, but maybe they're not. Because we can't just let anyone into that important place in our life. And so I want to stress, and I'll probably say this again tonight before the night's over, but your tribe should not and is not the only people that you're friends with or the only people that you come into contact with. In fact, the exact opposite should be true. Your tribe should not be the only people that you have interactions with and that you have good relationships with and that you spend time with. Because if that were the case, then we wouldn't be able to spread God's word. So I don't want you to leave here tonight and Jared say, well, Kyle told me I only have to hang out with my tribe, so I don't like you, I don't get along with you, so you're not in my tribe, don't talk to me. So don't leave thinking that. That's not the point tonight. This is really just talking about who is in that core group of influencers that are around our life and the people that can hopefully help us get to heaven and that we can help get to heaven. So let's consider a few verses that help us see who we should probably be spending our time with and put into our tribe. Let's look at Proverbs 13:20. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools suffers harm. So do we have someone who's wise in our tribe, or maybe more than one person? We probably need one. Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Do we have friends and people in our tribe that love us at all times and who will stick by us whenever we have stuff going on in our life? Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what the will of God is, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So our tribe needs to be steadfast in God, and they need to have a good discernment of his will. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. 1 Thessalonians 5:14, and we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, and be patient with them all. So do the people in our tribe do these things? Do they admonish the idle? Do they encourage the faint-hearted? Do they help the weak? Are they patient? Are they patient with us? Do they display those things towards others who may be outside of their tribe? Do they show those qualities towards others, and do they encourage us to do the same? So these are some things that we should be considering about people that we let into our tribe. People that we hire into our tribe need to fit these characteristics and many others, but these are just some examples I wanted to share tonight. And so let me give you an example of what hiring someone into your tribe looks like. Michelle and I started a Bible study with a couple people from Traders Point this past week. And prior to this, we knew those people from here and from other church things and, you know, just talking. But as we got to know these people and as they came to our house last week and we got to know them and, you know, shared a meal and shared a near-death experience where our house could have burnt down, but it didn't. We're good. No worries. We did have that water main break, if you follow me on Instagram, so that was a problem. But anyway, they came and we got to know them, and it was obvious that I needed these people in my tribe. It was obvious to me. And you might ask, well, why? Why did you identify these people as people that you wanted to know? You wanted to know better and wanted to know you better. And there's a lot of reasons, and I'll share a few with you. So the first one was that they had a zeal for God. They also had an interest in teaching God's will to others. They had loving hearts, they were honest, and their thoughts and ideas challenged me in a good way, in a positive way. And in general, you know, they were good people. I liked them. I liked hanging out with them. So that's an important part, too, when you're thinking about who's going to be in your tribe. And so it's not hard to think about and to identify people that should be in your tribe, but it takes thought, and it takes being intentional about doing it. It's not necessarily difficult, though. So my question is, who are you missing in your tribe? What perspective or character trait do you have that you might need to be working on that others could help you with, that you might want to get to know and learn from? That's the first question for tonight. So my next question is, who do we need to fire? It is just as important to know how to identify people to put into our tribe as it is to fire people from our tribe. And fire sounds like a really negative word, so I want to stop real quick and just kind of qualify that. When I say fire people from our tribe, I don't mean that we exclude them from our lives. I don't mean that we don't interact with them anymore. I don't mean that we shouldn't be friends with them anymore, and because, like I said earlier, if we did that, how would we be able to spread God's word? Let's consider Colossians 4, 5 through 6 as we intro this topic. It says, "Walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." So keep this in mind as we talk about firing people from our tribe. In fact, the people that we fire from our tribe might just be the people that need us most in their life. And so don't mistake the word fire for removing yourselves from their lives. But it's hard to fire people from our tribe. It's probably harder to fire people from our tribe than it is easy to hire people into it. And why is that? Why is it hard to fire people from our inner circle that influences us? Let's take a look at a few reasons, and you might have your own. We might have grown up with them. We might have bonded with them in school or a common activity. We probably went through tough situations with some people in our tribe, and that's what brought us together. We've got shared interests. We've got common worldly goals. We probably work together with some people that are in our tribe, or maybe they're funny or entertaining to be around. Here's a tough one. Maybe we love them. Or even tougher, maybe they're our family. Maybe even the toughest, maybe we're in a relationship with them. Firing people from our tribe is going to be hard, but it's crucial that we do it, because the people in our tribe have access to our hearts, and we have to guard our hearts. Like we read in Proverbs 4:23, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." God warns us of the dangers of bad company, so let's look at a few passages that talk about that. You probably saw this one coming. "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. It does not correct good morals. Proverbs 14:7, "Leave the presence of a fool, or you will not discern the words of knowledge." And Proverbs 22:24-25 says, "Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare." So let me tell you a story about what firing someone from your tribe might look like. I hope it's not this difficult for you as it is for this person in the story. So I have a good friend. I'd probably call him my best friend. I'm not going to share his name for obvious reasons that you'll hear in a second. But this friend, from a pretty early age, was pretty involved with alcohol and drugs and smoking and pretty much the whole nine yards. And as a result, and by the way, he's a Christian. As a result, he got into a lot of trouble with the law. He spent a short time in prison. He was on probation for a while. He was on house arrest, the whole nine yards. And so who do you think contributed to these lapses in judgment, his relapses, his repeat offenses? It was the people in his tribe, or at least part of his tribe. So many times he tried to get away from their influence and tried to get clean, tried to separate himself from that, but it kept pulling him back. His friends, his tribe, were a strong influence and pull, and Satan was using them to pull him out of the situations that he knew he needed to be in, which is the people that would help him out of those things, not pull him back into him. He had the wrong people in his tribe. Let's get back to that story in a moment, but let's consider Paul's encouragement of Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:22, "So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. And so two words pop out in this passage to me, the word flee and the word pursue, because if we are fleeing something, we need to replace it with something. And the same was true for my friend. He was trying to flee something, but he wasn't replacing it with anything yet. And so sometimes firing someone from our tribe might be accomplished subtly. Maybe we limit interactions with someone. Maybe it's within our control and it's not a big deal. We realize we need to do it. Someone's helping us be accountable to it, and we make that change. Sometimes we just have to change our routine. It might involve turning down invitations to things that we might have gone to in the past, whether or not they're outright wrong. Maybe it's just the people that are there. But sometimes it takes making a much harder choice. Maybe it involves having a tough conversation with someone you love or someone that you're in a relationship with or someone in your family or someone that you're just close to, a good friend. And sometimes it's much tougher than that, and you can probably think of some examples probably from your own life. You fill in the blank, but it's worth it. Firing people from our tribe is of utmost importance, and it's worth it. So back to my friend. So at some point, he decided it was time for a change. And it was a hard one, but he made the change. He eventually moved away from his hometown, where those friends lived. He physically removed himself from the people that didn't have his best interests in mind. So this obviously was not the easy decision. This wasn't something that he just woke up one day and said, all right, I'm just going to move. No, he had to find a job. He had to put work into it, but he did it. And it was a sacrifice in many ways, not just by moving and the hassle of moving. He left behind his childhood church family, which was very important to him. He left behind his physical family, which is a great group of people. He left behind his girlfriend, where he moved away from. But he did it anyway. He chose to physically remove himself from those people in his tribe that were negatively impacting him. He fired those friends from his tribe by fleeing from them, and it helped. And so if he can do it, then I can do it too. And I think you can too. So how can we be tribe worthy? We've talked about hiring people into our tribe. We've talked about firing people from our tribe. But how do I know if I'm the right type of person that people will want in their tribe to help them get to heaven? And so this is where Marcus read for us, but let's go ahead and read it again. Colossians 3:12-17, skipping verse 16. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Next. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to him, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I don't know about you, but I need a reminder of this passage just about every day, especially verse 17. Whatever you do in word or deed, I need a reminder of this, especially verse 17 that's up on the screen right now. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God the Father through him. If we're taking this passage to heart, not just this verse, but the whole passage, then we will be able to help a lot of people through God by being tribe-worthy. We also looked at that list earlier about things that helped us identify the people in our tribe at the beginning. So let's go back to that list and see if that can help us understand the things that we need to be doing to be tribe-worthy in other people's lives. So advice. Do I give spiritual advice when people come to me? Do I use my influence for God? Do I have godly habits? If I'm looking for people in my tribe that have them, do I have them too? When it comes to career and life decisions, what comes first in my life? What do I base those decisions on? Do I use God's word to answer ethical dilemmas? Or do I just go with what's the easiest thing or what makes the most sense for the situation? How do I use my time? Can I be trusted with deep conversation? Do I point others to God whenever they need redirection? And do I care enough to ask, how's your spiritual life? So as I was preparing for this, and as I say these things to you now, that's pretty tough. Because there's a lot of things on this screen for me, and I imagine for you, that I need to work on. And so I challenge you to examine your heart and have a goal to improve at least one of these things, if not more. So wrapping things up, if you want to pull out your songbooks, you can right now as we continue to get closer to the end here. There are enough temptations and sin in this world that we do not need to bring those into our tribe. There are enough sin and temptation in this world that we do not need people in our tribe that are going to make that harder for us to keep out of our lives. I encourage us all to take a serious look at who's in our tribe and not just do that, but act on it. Because if we don't act on it, then we're just a group of people coming together that doesn't have much of a purpose. Maybe you'll find that your tribe is shifting based on your surroundings. Reflect on that. Why is that? Maybe you've lost touch with your tribe. Maybe you need to reach out to them and see how they're doing. Invite them to do something. Reconnect with them. Get a tribe vibe going. If you're feeling left out, make sure you're doing your part within your current tribe and that you're reaching out. And maybe you need to hire and fire some people to kind of reshape your tribe. And remember, your tribe doesn't have to be big. It just needs to be genuine and true and filled with people that are going to help you get to heaven. But my prayer for all of us is that if we're focused on the right things, that our tribes will grow, not just for the sake of growing, but because we're looking for and bringing the right people closer to us to help us get to heaven, and also because we're being the type of person that God wants us to be. It'll be a natural progression. Others will see that in us, not just in our tribe, not just with our church family, not just the people that are close to us, but the people in our lives, they will see that change if we are working on the things we've talked about tonight, and if we're bringing people into our life that's going to help us with that, that will be evident to everyone around us if we're doing it the way God wants us to. And so I know this lesson hasn't been about salvation tonight, but now would be an excellent time if you were hoping to be baptized. Now's as good a time as any if you need to have your sins forgiven and put on Christ. Or maybe after hearing these things tonight, you realize I've been spending time with the wrong people, I've made some bad decisions, and you want to confess something publicly. Now would be a good time for that too. Or if you just need prayers or help with anything whatsoever, this group would love to help you and pray with you. So if you need anything of that sort, come forward as we stand and sing.